Pope Benedict XVI delivered a pair of addresses Monday morning, one to a delegation from Bulgaria and another to a delegation from the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. The delegations are in Rome on pilgrimage to mark the feast of Saints Cyril and Methodius. The theme uniting the Holy Father's two speeches was the need to recover the Christian roots of Europe. Chris Altieri reports.
Saints Cyril and Methodius were brothers born into a Byzantine noble family of senatorial rank in Thessalonica in the early 9th century. They dedicated their lives to the service of the Church and the cause of the Gospel. Their missionary efforts brought the Gospel to the Slavic peoples, and in the process introduced the patrimony of Western civilization and laid the foundations for a cultural identity that was at once Slavic, European, and Christian. Their passionate erudition has earned them the undying veneration of Christians in the East and West alike.
Grazie alla loro coraggiosa predicazione per le strade del continente, essi favorirono un vasto rinnovamento.
In remarks to the Bulgarian delegation here in Rome on an annual pilgrimage coinciding with the Eastern feast day of the great saints, and headed by the president of the Bulgarian parliament, Tsetska Chasheva, Pope Benedict XVI celebrated the brothers as illustrious and most worthy pioneers of the evangelization of Europe. He went on to say, "With their courageous preaching in the streets of the continent, the brothers promoted a vast spiritual renewal and laid the foundations for an authentic promotion of freedom and of the unity of Christian Europe." The spirit and example of Cyril and Methodius is not only to be praised as a piece of a bygone age. "For the peoples of Europe," said Pope Benedict, "these two great saints remind us that their unity, the unity of Europe's peoples, will be more solid if it is based on common Christian roots." The Pope identified Christianity as a central and defining element in Europe's complex history and discussed how the Christian faith has shaped the culture of the old continent, saying that this faith is intertwined with its history to such a point that the history of Europe is not comprehensible without reference to the events that marked the first great period of evangelization and the centuries in which Christianity assumed a growing role. The Pope went on to discuss how, in the present day, Europeans are called to commit themselves to creating the conditions for a deep, cohesive, and effective cooperation among peoples, a cooperation that cannot be based on an appeal to purely economic interests, but must rather rely on those authentic human goods which have their foundation in the universal moral law written on the heart of every man.
Ma è necessario.
It is important, therefore, said Pope Benedict, that Europe also grow in the spiritual dimension, in keeping with the best angels of the history of Europe's peoples. This was a theme to which the Holy Father also turned in his remarks to the delegation from the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, headed by the country's president, Jorge Ivanov.
La testimonianza e l'insegnamento dei Santi Cirillo e Metodio.
Still today, said Pope Benedict, the testimony and teaching of Saints Cyril and Methodius are relevant both for those who serve the gospel and for those who are called to steer the destinies of nations. I'm Chris Altieri.